In the parasha here, parasha Vayeshev, you have the inyan of the nisoyan of Yosef, and the fact that Yosef was over ben nisoyan. Take a look at Chazal. It says there's a machlokes, Rav Shmuel machlokes about whether or not he wanted to be mezan enough, or he wanted to daver enough. Rav Shmuel chalom lasis malachti mamish. And she told him, So Chazal say over here that the etzem Yosef was going to do the avera, except that it was nizdamen loy the must yukne of Aviv, and that's why he didn't do the avera. Very hard to understand. First of all, the Gemara says that Yosef is the you have Hillel's mechayev aniyim and Rabbi Zachasan mechayev ashirim, and Yosef is going to mechayev the people who are going to be bali avera and so on. If it was his father that came and stopped him from it, so that has nothing to do really with Yosef. I mean, he had outside intervention. Yes, the fact that listen to his father, but b'cholifin, you can't be mechayev v'shoyim and say, listen, Yosef HaTzadik was able to be b'nisoyim, you couldn't. Well, Yosef had a father that came, I didn't. And what's a tushdal? It's very, very memayet from what Yosef did. Secondly, the Rambam says in Yesod HaTorah Perek Hey, Halacha Yud, he says what's called Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem. V'chein, kol ha'perish ma'vera, oy osa mitzvah, loy mipnei dova ba'olam. A person does a mitzvah for no reason in the world. Loy pachad, loy yirav, loy levakish kovet. Ela mipnei ha'bori baruch hu, kimeni ha'seis v'atzadik atzma me'eches rabboi, ha'reze mekadosh es Hashem. So the Rambam says that he did it for no motive other, like pacha, like covet. So what's this whole settle over here of telling him that you're going to be, your name is going to be wiped off the Avnei Zikaron, and the Rambam is clearly coming. So the pasuk doesn't say it, but the Rambam is clearly coming from Chazal, because I mean, what do you pick Yosef? He says there is a mekadesh Hashem, because the Gemara says Yosef that was mekadesh Hashem Shemayim be Hester was zeicha to have one letter. Yehuda was zeicha two. The mekadesh Hashem is clearly coming in this Gemara. So that Yosef being mekadesh Hashem is this Gemara over here. So if sahakol it was something that was only done for a motive, like it's mashma the Gemara, it's very strange. Also means that at the end of the day, the question was Yosef's Bikush HaKovid bigger, or is Bikush HaTaiva bigger? I mean, that's basically what we have over here. He's weighing Kovid against Taiva, and Kovid won out. So maybe halachically, the one is a terrible avera, one is just a mida meguna, but it certainly wouldn't make it as a paradigm for being Omid ben Isayin and all the schusim and so on and so forth. Also, I guess al derech hateva, b'derech klal taiva is a much, much stronger push than COVID. COVID is a broader, it affects more areas and so on. But b'chol oifin, it's hard to say that when a person is in the heat of taiva, so some sort of vague COVID a few hundred years down the pike should make that difference. So, if it's al derech hateva, some sort of ishtadlus, Not easy to see it. I'd like to also to focus a minute on the pasuk that's brought over here. The pasuk over here is would you like Ritzoin Choshe Yimach Hashimcha B'nei Amitikor Roya Zaynis D'chsiv Roya Zaynis Ye'aved Hoin? Where in the Pasuk do you have any inkling, any remiss to this? So some of the Sfarim, the Kadmonim say a very, very fascinating chap. They say that Yosef's name in the Avni Zikaron was with a hey, and in the Choshen there was a Vav Nun, because you needed to have Yeshifta Yeshurun, so it was split down, the way the Rama brings it, so the hey was added to Yosef on the Avni Zikaron, and the Vav Nun of Yeshurun was added to him in the Urim V'Tumim, in the Choshen. So that's the Aved Hoin. They're very, very extraordinary chap, and it's very nice. But I like to try and understand the Pasuk itself. The beginning of the Pasuk says, Ben Chocham Yismach Aviv V'roya Zaynes Yabid Hoin. A child who's a Chocham makes his father happy, but Roya Zaynes, somebody who's Roya Zaynes, loses his fortune. A Pasuk needs to be parallel. If I can say that a Ben Chacham, so ideally the Pasuk would say a Ben Chacham makes his father happy, a Ben Tipish gives him Agmas Nefesh. So you'd have all the elements in place, Chacham versus Tipish, a father with Nachas, a father with Agmas Nefesh. Or you would have Ish Chacham Yase Chayil, and Roya Zaynes Aved Hoin. A Chacham makes a fortune, and a Roya Zaynes loses his money. That's parallel. But the Pasuk is so disconnected. A father has a lot of nachas from a son who's a Chacham, and somebody who goes after Zaynes loses his money. So I'm sure that the father is not terribly happy with it. But that's not what the Pasuk is comparing, two things that have nothing in common. It's comparing the nachas of a father of a son who's a Chacham, and the loss of Hoin for somebody who's a Roya Zaynes. What does the Pasuk mean? Where is there any tushla on the Pasuk? So it's a double tame. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei, and Chazal used this Pasuk over here, and the Roya Zaynes Yabir Hoin, this would have been the example. It's clear in this context that Yaakov Avinu of Agnes Nefesh from his son Yosef, as a Roya Zaynes Aved Hoin, is the contrast to him having the Nachas as the Ben Chacham. But the two things have no shaykhs to each other. How do we understand? Chazal, by applying this pasuk here, are strengthening the point that it's also some sort of inyan of an avna ben. I'd like to try to understand a little bit about that. One more nekuda. The Chazal say that on the pasuk it says that she spoke to him erev and voika, so they say the begodim that she wore in the morning she didn't wear in the erev, and the begodim that she wore in the erev she didn't wear in the morning. She kept changing the clothing in erev and voika to entice him. Yes, begodim bigdeisha is a form of being mefata, and could be, and so on. But what did Chazal want with this particular? If the pasuk is mentioning it, I'm sure there were many other aspects of pitui. The pasuk mentions something very specific about big day boikim, big day erev, where it being different. It rings. I mean, this the musik itself in yonim of in chokhmas apnim, it says that the malachim that are mishamish in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each shift, the day and the night shift, wear different begodim. It says that. It says that they're different. They wear different begodim. The shinu umachlef es azmanim is something where there's a chalufa of begodim. There's a certain is a chiluf there, and somehow the pasuk is explaining she used it as well. In other words, a certain element of a certain Seder Advarim, which applies to Kedusha, applies to other things as well. and try and so what exactly is it? It wasn't. You can't reduce it down to something extremely prost without having some deeper teichen. If you're talking about Yosef, so let's try to understand a little bit about the midah of Yosef and the midah of Yaakov, the fact that Yosef is the Ben Hakim, and the fact that he's the one that's close to Yaakov. Explain a little bit about the difference in the midas and where it's coming from. In the musig of midas ha-emes, midas ha-emes is a midah that needs to be anchored. Its essence is being kavua and anchored to something that is firm and is solid and real. That's midas ha-emes. Midas ha-emes works at being at getting rid of any things that are pseudo-emes, that are quasi-emes, and in that world. In that world, Dimyon is something that is hefech of that. Dimyon is something which looks like it's real. It poses a ke'ilu emes, and it's not emes. It's something that is it's the yitzhara, so to speak, the counterpart of emes. Is dimyan. It's not a sheker that was made up from, you know, I needed to get my way, I lied, I say you owe me the money, I don't owe you the money. That type of sheker is of less significance than the ke'ilu emes sheker, where something looks good to me, and so on. That's the midah of dimyan. So, b'meila, the start of midas ha-emes is that we identify in a kuda that's rock solid and is what it is. I can't, but that in itself is very, very frozen, and it doesn't take me anywhere. If I give a person a Torah, and I tell them this is pure emes, that's fantastic. But now I begin to need to. I have many, many, many cases that I need to apply it to that I don't have Torah for it. So there's a process called medame milsa le milsa. I extrapolate from what there is to what there will be. To what is to I extend it. In order for emes to become the midah that's dominant and shail it in the world, I need to add to emes an extension. And that extension is called medame milsa le milsa. So I say, if this is true by A, then it would apply in B in such a oifen. That's the midah of being medame milsa le milsa. It's the koyach hadimyon, and it's the koyach hadimyon that is kol kuloi. It's greater in a sense than emes. It's a step beyond emes in the fact I'm able to extend it. So now I have a situation. I know what the halacha is. Let's say, going back to a case of halacha, that's emes. I have a situation that I need to apply it to. I know the halacha in Choshe Mishpat, and now I have a case in front of me that is involved a lot of money with some real shaila in halacha. So I can do one of two things. I think of the answer. Either the answer comes to me from the dimyan that the situation is moilit, wow, you can make a lot of money, and listen, it's a lot of shittas that are matter it, and this is a situation with Caesar, so on and so forth. Or I can go back to the Shoresh and say, how would this halacha apply to this case? And my focus would be to take from the Shoresh onwards rather than from what's there now. So every time I have a case that comes up, I have a koyach, a struggle between koyach hadimyon and the koyach being medame mosel milsa. One of them is sheker, and one of them is the ultimate emes. Emes la amitoy. It's the emes that's synchronized with the shevish of the emes. So in that nekuda, I have an extraordinary gap, an extraordinary makotza la kotza, from the ultimate in sheker to the ultimate in emes. Koyach hadimyon means, l'mashal, a person is walking the street, and then he says, Shibisha Hashem lo negdi samit. I don't see, but I bring him into this world, and I bring him in through koyach hadimyon. That's the koyach of koyach hadimyon when it's the toiva. Yaakov Avinu was Midas Emes. And Midas Emes is the Yesod of everything. The Hemshech of it, they needed a Hemshech. So all the brothers are a Hemshech in a certain way. It's a Hemshech of the Emes. It's a certain segment of Emes. And that's important. In other words, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he projects himself in this world, he projects himself in different midas, and Emes uses chesed in this way, and it uses din in this way, and so on. But the midah that's the real hemshich of Emes is a midah of medame milsel milsel. And that's where the side of Tosefes lies. Yosef is someone who's medame milsel milsel, which means that he's able to move it one step further. And that was the side of him having two shvatim. He was able to take Koach Yaakov and create two shvatim, the next generation. The Shevet was able to have shvatim, because he could take the Koach of Yaakov they had and move it forward. There's a Koach in Adam that is especially prone to this, and that is the Koach Hoylada. The koyach hoylada in a person is a mirror reflection of this. The koyach hoylada of a person has two makoyres. One makor is that the person takes the genes in him, the sense of self, the sense of others that he has in himself, and he has a tremendous tshuka to move it forward and be moiled in the next generation. So it's the koyach of taking what was and bringing it forward. There's another koyach that there's the here and the now. The taiva, and this taiva of all taivas is the most associated with koyach hadimyon. It's all fantasy, and to live the world of fantasy now. When a person does these inyan levatala, it's kol kuloi, he's meshubet his dimyon. Adam Arishan says all those shanim that he was in niskak techava and he was balaruchos and so on, those are all the pshat. It's kol kuloi dimyon, and it's not that he's trying to be medame milsel milsel. He's kol kulo sold in the koach hadimyon. So in the koach of hayloda specifically, and in the nesyonos of it, and the accomplishments of it, that's where you have it, probably in the most maisik expression. So for Yosef to be shalim, for Yosef to do what's right, he needs to be mushrash in what in Yaakov, kuloi, one foot in Yaakov, and one foot extending outwards. That is Yosef being his father's duknoi and so on. When the Avnei Zikaron, there were two sets of Avanim on the Kohen Gadol. One was on the Choshen, and one was on the Ephod. We once spoke about the difference between Ephod and Choshen. The Ephod itself, the Urim v'Tumim were the stones on the Choshen. That was the Ikur of the Urim v'Tumim. And that was the projection of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to do now. It's the Hemshech of the Dvar Hashem. What should we do in this case? We'll show to him the Turim, and Turim lights up and lights the way ahead. The Avnei Zikaron are called Avnei Zikaron. They're the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael in what was. In other words, there's Zikaron of Hashem. That's what they are. They're there to be Moshech. And just like we spoke, the Ketefayim is the place where you mekabel oil. It says that there are 25 letters in each one of the two Avnei Zikaron. And that's Keneged Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kod Nachusoy. It's the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim lies in those Avonim. And B'meila, it's so to speak, the anchor we have in Avos, we have an anchor and we have a Hemshech. Avos Michal Dikabonim. So in Avramis Yaakov, in the Shvatim, we're able to have the Sheirish and then in the Choshen with the Shvatim, we have the projection for the future of where it's supposed to go, what's supposed to go, and so on. So I don't know what would have been. I mean, as far as I'm Abed Hain, but Akoponim, it would have been something that he would have lost out most specifically of Zikaron. And here's the point: it's not the covet. You know, the COVID never, people are mevazer themselves terribly to do averis. That's the derech olam. There's nothing that brings out more the loss of dignity in a person than these inyanim. So saying that now, a few hundred years now, the vart was: do you want to lose your mahus? Do you want to lose your essence? You're jumping. It's like somebody's when somebody wants to invest in a business, and a guy told him, you know what, it's fantastic. It's going to give you back 100% in less than a year, and this, that, and everything. And my eyes are dancing with the money. And someone comes along and says, are you prepared to lose every nickel of it? Can you stand losing every nickel of it? The person's koyach hadimyon becomes very, very frozen when he realizes that he might lose everything. So the Avnei Zikaron is the Etzem Mohus. The Yosef's name was written Yud Hey Vav. In the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav are the Sheirish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's and Haggis. The last Hey is Keneged, the areas that we are Megadel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Keneged Bo Hashem Kod Malchuso. It's Keneged what we do to be Marbe Kvod Shemayim. That's how it's brought in this form. The first three letters are Keneged Hanhoges HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashish in this world. It's all of his Hanhoges. And the final Hey is the Kvod Shemayim we bring about. The Yehoisif of the Avnei Zikaron was that name, was the name of Yosef as kolkuli anchored in the Sheirish. And that was up for grabs at that point. I want to go back to the Pasuk of Ben Chacham Yismach Aviv and Roy Zaynus Yabed Hoyn. A person has money. And a person can take the money and he can spend the money. We come along and tell a person, so a child asks us, well, this person wrote a check for $100,000. Why is this called an investment and this is called an expenditure? And the answer is, an investment is a zriya. I put the money in so that it takes root and, you know, becomes productive. An expenditure is something where I spend the money and it's gone. It's I'm throwing out the money in a certain sense. I might have a temporary hanah, but it be'etzem, I've taken something that's mine and I've dissipated it. It's a trade-off. That's the life. I need food. I need this. I like pleasures, whatever it is. In the relationship of an av and a ben, the rutzen, in other words, since a ben is the hemshech of an av, so the rutzen of an av in the ben is most realized in Urei Banim Levanecha. My child having a good time is nice, it feels good. My child being productive, producing, growing, accomplishing, is being matzmiach, is to me the greatest nachas, because that's the core of the Av-Ben relationship. Of all the inyanim in this world, the one that is most productive is Chachma. It says a pasuk, Ten lechachem v'yachkim oid. The derech haChachma is, if it just pieces of information, X, Y, and Z, that's not Chachma. Those are facts. Chachma is understanding. And the hallmark of it is, if I give a Chachma, then it's always massive more and more. Chachma keeps growing. Lefiza this, and lefiza this, and you know there's something very analogous to this, and now I understand why this might be right, this might be wrong. The derech of Chachma is to be matzmiach. And that's why a ben Chacham, yismach av, because it goes to the core of something, it's the Uri Vanim Levanecha. I see him being engaged in activity that he is growing in matzmiach through being medam and mosa. Chachma is the most, Chachma is something that can produce infinitely, because the koyach of being medam and mosa knows no gvulis. Reya Zaynis means where the person is kol kuloi nishba from the dimyan. In other words, it's the thing comes and entices me. So that's kol kuloi throwing out the money. A person who is ma'avid hoinai on zaynis is, it's the pshat is he used something that could have been matzmiach. It's like, and he throws it out for something that is the most kolah and left with nothing, because it's kuloi dimyan. There's no sherish there. It's kuloi ahanor that's over the kolah, and that's left with that. So that's pasuk tells me this relationship between two oifanim of using the koyach hailoda in its deepest sense. One is kol kula realization of koyach hailoda through being medam milsa, which finds its shayrish and its makar in chachma. And the other one is kol kuloi, a usage of tainug, of dimyan, which is the most ephemeral of all. It's kol kuloi ephemeral, and b'meila it's kol kuloi the ma'abit of hoin. Hoin is usually something, it's assets, it's wealth that a person should be investing. In modern Lashon, hoin is investment money. It's the wealth of, it's the assets or the equity of a company, things of that nature. That's the type of inyan hoin is. It's what I can, it's like own, with an aleph, which means my koach. It's what I have potential to work with. And a person who's Reya Zaynis, instead of taking the money and using koach hadimyan to expand it, he's being seduced by koach hadimyan and is losing it. So, Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov are two koiches along that are mashim each other to become one koyach. They both are around the axis of emes. Yaakov represents emes in the firmness of its anchor, in leiroi keri miyamov, in being kol kuloi Meshubet to Metzias, and what is and what's not is not. That was Yaakov. And Yosef HaTzadik, he was the Hemshech, he was the Ben Skunim. He was the Mamshech of Yaakov. The Koyach that's Mamshech Emes is Koach HaDimyan, but it's the Koach HaDimyan of being Medame Milsa LeMilsa, where my guide for projecting, I never project more than is really latent in where I'm coming from. There's nothing there in the anaf that's not of the Sheirish. I didn't add an outside piece to the Anav. His struggle was a struggle with Koach HaDimyon, which was something that projected things on the outside, but had no Sheirish and no Metzias and Noah, and so on. The Shini of Yom and Laila that we spoke about, the Shini of Laila means that let's take two people that are Isaac and even a Chachma. So one person is writing a Shtikl Torah from bottom up. He has a sugi, he has an inyan, he has a point, and then he is moisif to that, and then moisif another thing. So that person, we say, is enriching himself. He's growing in Chachma. Let's say another person has no savlanis, and he learns a bit here, a bit there, a touch here, a touch there. He's sort of flitting between one to another. That we say is gepachket. It's something that is dimyan. It's not growing from inside out. It's a lot of pieces outside. The shinui of yom and laila, that there's levushim of erev, levushim of boike, and each day is a different levush, is the baruch shem kod machus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes himself in every shade and color and facet of the bria. But when you can, but, so if that's the place, and the rutzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that there be that hamshach. That's what the world is here for. The world has so many facets, and we have to bring it out. Masha'ein Kane, the person who's seduced by the chiddush. Oh, this is one beggar this morning, it's one beggar in the evening. That is the hefech in that in you. Let's, since this is such a core midah, it's a midah that on many levels affects a person. Obviously, in the world of taiva, and it's a bit of a lesson to understand when a person deals with a taiva that's burning right now. Obviously, the person needs to have some sort of counter, and he has to be misbeina on the face on the Eishah Gehenim or whatever it is. That's an immediate taiva. But generally speaking, in a much bigger picture, when a person sits back and is misbeina, and he asks himself, do I want to spend my life away and look back and say, I really have nothing. I grabbed at a lot of straws and a lot of empty air that maybe had some pleasure at that moment, maybe even not, and nothing's there. And when a person's a little bit more in a sober mood, the drive to want to build things in a real way, the koyach hadimyon is a koyach that gives a person drive. I don't want to be constrained to what I am now. I want to accomplish something. I want to become somebody. I want to do something. That's the koyach of that drives a person. That's a very positive koyach. But the person needs to, and the person needs to counter. There will be so many things that will occupy me for the minute. But it's not coming from any place. So this narishkeit, the other narishkeit, another narishkeit, another narishkeit. Let's just sit back and ask, what do I do all day? As soon as something goes by my field of vision, I jump. So what's coming from me? Where am I realizing myself? What am I being moiled from myself? That is taiv. In the it's a kloyistic thesis, and as a person thinks about these inyanim, and as a person is buying these inyanim, he develops a certain mindset that when something comes to him, the first thing he asks himself, and what will I have from it in 2 hours from now? What will I have from it in a day from now? It's another narishkeit, another narishkeit. When must I ask the chagam lebesi? When will I accomplish something that will bring me out, that I become a bigger person, a greater person, something that's bringing myself out? It's a koyach in terms, in a little bit of a different shade, but Yaakov, the koyach hadimyon is an absolute necessity for avodas Hashem, because dry sichlius very rarely gets you anywhere. It's very hard for people to be really motivated. It was Yosef's, the Demus Diukna that appeared to him and spoke to him. It says in some of the Sfarim, it was his own projection. It was his own Shlemus that sitting in Beis Potiphar, removed light years away from his father's house, he could still envision his father and the words his father would say to him. It wasn't his father coming to him. Yaakov Avinu had a, there was a shvur that nobody could make out to Yaakov where it was and what it was. So it wasn't Yaakov coming into his world. It was Yaakov Avinu. It was Yosef at Tzadik. And that's why Yosef is held up to be so big. He's Mechayev Rishoyim. The koyach hadimyon of a person is the most powerful koyach. A person can bring kedusha to a metzias that is most furthest from kedusha through koyach hadimyon. We talk many times as the Sfarnu, Haskei Sushma. A person who learns, and the tool that the Baal Musa emphasized perhaps the most was the koyach of dimyon and tzir. That those in yonim that we speak about as good things, the person develop it. The person think about it. The person flesh it out in his mind. To use koyach hadimyon for that. When a person uses koyach hadimyon for that, it means that even if he's removed from his father, not just happens to be removed, cut off. The Shvatim went up to Shemayim and they put a mechitza shel barzel between Yaakov and Yosef. Zero. Yaakov did not project himself. He was in a makom that was more tamei than tamei could be. And it was with Eishes Potiphar. And he could project, and what projected from himself was a vision of Yaakov, and a vision of Yaakov talking to him and telling him that he needs to remain mushrash in the Midas Ha'emes of the Avnei Zichron. Shabbos.
Huh?
I'm sorry?
What exactly with Avnei Zichron?
On the Eiffel, they have.
Oh, they were on the shoulders.
They were on the shoulders, yeah. They were specifically on the shoulders, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, Arabic did.